everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. And this is our top five series. Once a month, we get together and we talk about top five outside of Hallmark, or sometimes they're Hallmark adjacent films that we just want to talk about. Usually they're somewhat related to what's going on that month with the Hallmark movies. And we've been doing this since January every month. Really fun. And I'm Rachel, and I have two very special guests today. We have Emma from the Hallmark is here.
What's up, guys?
Yay! And Sam from Hallmark Hubby is here.
Hello.
Yes, this is so fun. And I was trying to think of what would be fun for August, and I was reviewing the Wild Thornberrys movie on my channel. It's going to be published in August for Obscure Animation. And I really like that movie. And the lead voice actress in it is Lacey Chabert. And it got me thinking, what would be a fun list is to talk about top five of our Hall Stars in other roles, not on Hallmark Channel. This could be TV movies, it could be Disney Channel, it could be feature films. All of mine are feature films, but it wouldn't necessarily have to be, just not Hallmark. And people could use whatever definition they want as far as what a Hall Star is. So,
oh, good. Okay.
So there's not a strict definition. Pretty much, this is all for fun, so people can have whatever they want on their list. So I'm going to start my list with probably my most obscure choice.
Okay.
Because you know me, I love animation. And anytime that I can squeeze in talking about animation on this podcast, I'm going to do it. And I particularly love anime. I actually have two animated films on my list. And my number five is an anime film called The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. And this is this is a science fiction film. I love time travel movies. They're one of my favorites. And this film is directed by the great anime director named Mamoru Hosada. And his movies are really, really good. Really well done, beautiful animation, really interesting themes. He's great. And the story of The Girl Who Leapt Through Time is about a girl who kind of stumbles upon it's almost like sort of the size of a little nut, kind of. She stumbles upon this portal that allows her to leap and she through time. And first she's just like playing around, and then she realizes she only has so many and leaps. And so she starts trying to figure out, okay, what do I want to do with my different leaps? And there's a male character kind of the love interest of the story. And he is voiced by Andrew Francis. So it was very exciting in the dub, and he did a great job. And obviously he's not in Japanese. So, but he's in the
English. I was going to be really impressed.
I know. And it's a really beautiful film. If you like sci-fi stories, if you like time travel stories, then you'll really enjoy it. And so I definitely highly recommend it. And so that is my number five choice, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Good job, Andrew Francis. So, Emma, what's your number five?
My number five stars a young Michael Rady as Costas in The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Yes.
This was one that Amber mentioned when I was talking about it. So yeah, good show.
I about freaked out when I was like, Michael Rady. Yes. Okay. Good. He's been in at least three Hallmark movies. He's a Hall Star.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also, I think so.
It includes three other Hallmark people: the sleazebag Eric, in the movie is played by Mike Vogel, who's in My Dreams, which I haven't seen, but you just mentioned it. Alexis Bledel is in Remember Sunday.
Oh, you're right. You're
and
right.
Emily Tennant is in all the Wedding Marches and Marry Me at Christmas. So that's four, and I wasn't even looking down the whole list. This is definitely a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
I don't, in high school, I loved the books, and of course, I saw the movie. And I moved really far away from for college, and my two best friends and I got a necklace that we were supposed to send around, and it was going to travel with us. Well, it fell out of the envelope, like on this time, and our friendship exploded. So I'm going to blame that.
No,
it didn't work out like the movie did. But
it's all a lie.
But the funniest part of it, I remember my friend saying, "This necklace fits all of us." Like, it was such a big deal because this pair of jeans fits all of these four girls who are shaped very differently. But it's just such a good movie. I love that we follow these four girls and just in very vulnerable times in their lives, and we're not just following one character. And Kostas was so dreamy. I had a huge crush on him. And then Lena was falling in love with him with Grace as a backdrop. And it was, I totally fell for his character. I just love it. And there's lots of depth to the movie. And it's has really real moments, but it's also fun.
He is very dreamy in it. I completely agree. And Amber Tamblyn has also been in a Hallmark movie.
Really? Which one?
She's in The Russell Girl, which is Hallmark Hall of Fame, which is a good one. Yeah, it's a good one. So it's got all kinds of connections. So good choice. But yeah, he's super dreamy in it. He's definitely like, why would it's him? That movie, Sister of the Traveling Pants and Mamma Mia, it's like, why does anybody go anywhere else but Greece? Like, they make the movies look so good. It's like, what? That's the life, I guess. So that's a good pick. All right, Sam, what's your number five?
So my number five, he's only in it for like maybe 5 minutes, but he's in it, so that counts, right?
Okay. Whatever you want to count.
Okay. Well, then it's Brennan Elliott, and it's Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb.
Oh.
Which is number three.
Uh-huh.
But, he plays an explorer that discovers a king and some of the royal family. And, well, that's all he does. So, but it's him. Yeah. I mean, who cares if they're superstars, you know, like Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, and things like that. But Brennan Elliott's in it for like 5 minutes. Yeah. And it was a great movie. They have to save the magic so all the animals and all the historical figures can still come alive at night. And
yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. His role was important.
It's a key character, obviously. Matty Finocchio's in it as well. He's Hallmark guy. I'm just looking through this list here. He's been in a bunch. Man, that movie had a crazy cast. I'm just looking like,
holy cow. It's insane how many people are in it.
Yeah. It was hard because it was right after, wasn't it right after Robin Williams passed away?
I think it was right before. I think he passed away right, the movie came out right before he passed away, I think.
Because that's always hard. I miss Robin Williams. I really do.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dick Van Dyke was in that one. Oh my goodness. Amazing. Okay, fun. Well, good. All right. Well, my number four, my favorite romantic teen type movies. And I only have it at four because it's a fairly small role. I have Some Kind of Wonderful, which I think is very underrated John Hughes movie that I personally like better than Breakfast Club. I personally like it better than 16 Candles. And a very young, very sweet Candace Cameron Bure plays Eric Stoltz's sister in the movie. And she actually has some like decent scenes and some dialogue and stuff. So I felt like it was okay for me to put on my list. And with my criteria of what I was thinking. And she's just cute and charming in it, and I just really like it. I feel like, and I guess Lea Thompson is, she's done some Hallmark stuff. I don't know. I can't think. But anyway, I really like, it would be really easy to make the Lea Thompson character just like a popular jerk who's mean to everybody and has no like personality, which could be fine. But I really like, in this case, they really develop her character and you really get to understand her, and as well as, you know, our lead character, the Eric Stoltz character, and Watts, you know, her character as well. And I don't know, I feel like it's a rich movie as far as the characters, in the way that not a lot of these teen movies are. And I appreciate that. And has one of the great kisses in movies, in my opinion. So that gives it big points. And I just really like it. So Some Kind of Wonderful is my number four. Oh, it's so good. Like I said, it's so underrated. Of these, you know, John Hughes 80s teen movies. It's just written by John Hughes, not directed. Okay. But,
yeah. I haven't seen any of the movies mentioned so far except for mine. So, man, I haven't seen like any movies. I just learned that more and more on this podcast.
You got to get to work. So Emma, what is your number four?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, we're going to head over across the street to Lifetime Channel with two Hall stars in it. I know Rachel likes this one.
Yeah.
It stars Andrew Walker and Bethany Joy Lenz. It snowed in Christmas.
It's a good one. Oh, very like good one.
It was so great. I just wrote so dang cute. And I have been to Santa Claus, Indiana a bunch of times in my life.
Oh, really?
That's I'm so obsessed with the fact that this movie takes place in Santa Claus, Indiana. And it just makes me so happy. The only problem with this movie is they don't mention Holiday World and Splash and Safari, which is the heart of Santa Claus, Indiana. Have you guys ever heard of Holiday World?
It sounds amazing.
It is. It's two parks in one.
Oh my gosh.
All the commercials. Free unlimited soft drinks and free unlimited sunscreen. So it's the greatest place of all time.
Does it have like Christmas stuff, or is it just
Holiday World? Every section is a different holiday theme.
Oh my
There's Christmas
gosh.
And Halloween and 4th of July, Thanksgiving, and then you get over to Splash and Safari, and it's a Splash and Safari. But I absolutely love their chemistry. They work so well together. I really connected with Jenna, especially when she was on the plane and there was just slight turbulence, maybe a little noise, and she's like, what was that noise? And the way that Andrew Walker like reacted to her is the way my husband reacts to me. He's like, okay, you've been freaking out about little tiny noises for 6 years now. They're just little tiny noises. So I love that Santa Claus, you know, played a part in this movie. It's just so magical.
Like, but honestly,
Holiday World.
Yeah, like honestly, I kind of feel like it sort of spoiled me on Bethany Jolentz and Andrew Walker? Because every movie since, I'm kind of like, oh, it wasn't this good.
I know.
That's about it.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And, I mean, even Bottle with Love, even though Hallmark said it was the movie event of the year, it wasn't as good as Snowed In. Not even close.
Fun. It was like so quirky. And I think her name, is it Carly Schmiel? How do you say her name? I've liked everything she's done. So I think she also worked on the 12 Gifts of Christmas, and that's the one with the radio show.
That one's a cute one. Oh, yeah.
Man, I love it so much. And I think she did Christmas Pen Pals last year, which I haven't seen yet.
Oh, I have to interview her. I love Christmas Pen
Pals. Let me do some Googling.
It's so good. She did. She was the director of development for your favorite Grandpa Angel movie.
Okay, I need to interview her. I'd be the worst interviewer ever. She's great. This movie's great.
She's great. I agree. So, very good pick. Sam,
thank you.
What do you have as your next pick?
All right, for my pick number four, I'm taking us all the way back to 1999, celebrating its 20th anniversary. And that is a movie with Rachel Lee Cook called She's All That.
Okay.
And it transcends all times. Every high school has to deal with this, even today, in the modern day. But, you know, the thing that does annoy me about it is how they call her unattractive because she's wearing glasses. Mm-hmm. So that kind of bugs me, even though I still think she's beautiful.
Well, it's such a Hollywood thing. It's like, put her in glasses and you usually have, like, frizzy hair. It's like,
yeah, or a ponytail.
All these people need our contacts and a little hair gel, and they're good to go.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is a funny movie in my life because it was one of the worst dates I've ever been on in my life. Was She's All That. The guy, first of all, he was going to take me to a dance, but then he got the date wrong. And so I was like waiting and waiting and waiting, and he didn't show. And so I was super mad at him. So he's like, oh, well, let's go to the movie instead. And he comes to pick me up and he sets his car alarm off, and it's so loud. And everybody in my family is just like dying laughing. I'm just like so embarrassed. And I don't know, it was just one thing after another. And then we ended up in the theater. We were the only two people in the theater on our first date. And it was just,
oh no.
It's just like, what is this going to end? This movie? That's where I first came up with the movie and dinner instead of dinner and movie. It's a fun movie. It's just a funny memory of, you know, that date, and I'll never forget him trying to turn that stupid car alarm off and my whole family just dying laughing. So my third pick is one of my favorite comedies of all time. It's Groundhog Day. Sorry. Starring Andy McDowell.
Good movie.
Okay.
She
yeah.
definitely counts as a hall star.
She
had a whole series and multiple movies. And it's just hilarious movie where obviously he experiences the same day over and over and over again. Bill Murray is a comedic genius. He's so funny. And you really get to see him learn as he goes. You know, of course, first he's really selfish and really terrible, and then he keeps experiencing Punxsutawney Phil and the groundhog, and he by the end becomes a better person and a good person. And it's actually really sweet and charming and funny, and Andy McDowell is fine. It's not really, you know, it's not really a movie, but she's fine. It's just Bill Murray is the best. And yeah, I absolutely love it. I mean, I love What About Bob as well.
Oh, don't get me started. Oh, Bob.
You hate it?
I hate it so much.
Richard Dreyfuss. I have a problem with him.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I mean, okay. He's supposed to be very, very irritating, but I just think it's super funny. It's like, it's so true to the idea that, like, if you let what you can let somebody just get you, you know, like they, and they're completely oblivious of the fact that they're driving you crazy. So I love it, but I love Groundhog Day as well. And so that's what I have at my next pick. So Emma, what is your next pick?
I'm staying on the same side of the road with Lifetime again. I didn't mean to have two Lifetime movies in a row. It was an accident. But this is Danica McKellar's best role ever. I will fight with that. That it's at the Christmas table. I know I've talked about this movie before, but not at length. And I think Amber would give me a high five because I'm pretty sure she loves this movie too. So high five, Amber. Rachel, you haven't seen it yet, have you?
I have seen it.
You have?
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really sweet.
Okay. I think this movie is so goofy, but it has a ton of heart, but it's also so heartbreaking. It made me feel a lot of emotions for like what a Lifetime movie normally would. Mm-hmm. For people who don't know, it's about best friends reuniting at a Christmas party every single year. So we're seeing probably 15 years of Christmas parties between them, and they're slowly falling in love with each other, but they're always at different places in their lives. And Leah Thompson's character seals the show for me. She just breaks my heart. It's this movie really let Danica McKellar be funny and goofy and kind of have this tough exterior that I think she'd played really, really well. And the only problem I have with this movie are the fake bangs they put on Danica McKellar in the flashbacks. But I just think this movie really works because you're seeing this friendship and relationship grow over so many years, and it doesn't feel like a rushed relationship like a lot of these made-for-TV movies are. So Rachel, tell me stuff you like about it.
It was really good.
Isn't it cute?
Yeah, it's really, really cute. I mean, sometimes these ones where you're just kind of like, won't they see it? Why don't they just get together? Oh my gosh. But that's kind of part of the fun of it. Mm-hmm. The stuff with her, with Leah Thompson and Scott Patterson
from Gilmore Girls,
yeah, is interesting. Yes. I think I liked it, but it was definitely unusual.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. So I did. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun and really sweet. And you got to see all these different Christmases. And the proposal at the end was great.
Oh, yeah. That it was.
Really good. Definitely recommend that one. People should watch it.
So good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sam, you've seen it?
I have. I love the snowball fight in the dining room.
Yes.
Hold. And all the best life games that they would play, or worst life.
Yes.
But those things were so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, awesome.
Wait, worst life. Meister fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, Sam, what's your next pick?
My number three is Bruce Almighty.
Oh,
with
yes.
Catherine Bell.
Oh,
she plays.
Yep.
Yeah, so she's a news anchor who has to sit next to Steve Carell when Jim Carrey is making him do all that goofy stuff while he's live on TV. And she's not allowed to crack a smile at all. Some of the best acting I've ever seen her do, because how do you not laugh at that?
Yeah, that's
a great movie.
Yeah, that's a hilarious movie. I'm full support. Morgan Freeman.
Finally.
Morgan Freeman is perfect choice to play God. I mean, come on.
Yes.
And I miss funny Jim Carrey. Like, he's been trying to, him and Steve Carell, like, both of them. I miss both of them being funny.
Steve Carell is always amazing.
But he's not like over the top crazy funny in this one.
Yeah,
he's so
funny though. Like Steve Carell, yeah. He's just been trying to get an Oscar for so long. Like, we get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like doing Foxcatcher and The Big Short, and like those are good movies.
You're hurting me so bad.
I do.
The
I like
Way Way Back.
The Way Way Back is so good.
Oh, it's so good. His character is the worst.
Jerk in that I hate movie. Him in that character, and he's my favorite actor of all time. So the fact that I can hate him in two movies says a lot. I hated him in Foxcatcher. He was the worst. He's the worst in The Way Way Back. But I
we
love
were
him.
Supposed to hate him.
I know, he did a great job.
Foxcatcher.
I know.
Yeah, no, he's like, he's just been doing all these dramas, and all I'm saying is come back to us, be funny again. Like, aside from the Despicable Me movies, he hasn't done any comedies in so long. So, come back, please. Well, I think the last, like, true comedy he was in, if you don't count Despicable Me movies, was Anchorman 2, which was a long time ago.
Oh man,
that's so long ago.
Yeah. So, and I just, and like Jim Carrey, it's the same way. Like, we get it. You want an Oscar? Be funny. Please.
Like, what's wrong with just making money? Just you.
Just be funny. I mean, I guess Jim Carrey's had like flops. Because he was in, like, he did the Dumb and Dumber sequel, and he was also in Anchorman 2. but I don't know. It's just been a long time. I want to see him, like, turning himself into a pretzel and being ridiculous and again. So that's a good pick. I love it. Okay. So my next pick is Disney classic, I truly believe, is a Goofy movie.
Oh, it's
so good.
Who's in that?
And who is the voice of Roxanne but Kelly Martin?
Kelly Martin.
Yes.
Oh,
it's so exciting.
I love that movie.
Yes, it's so good. It's like such a sweet relationship between Goofy and Max. And they're, you know, like, he's just so frustrated with his dad. His dad's so not cool. And, I mean, and the whole Powerline concert, I mean, come on. That's the best ever. And I actually really feel for Goofy's character in it. Like, he's, I mean, it sounds ridiculous because it's a dog person, whatever the is. But it's actually really sweet because he's trying to connect with his son, and his son doesn't, you know, and he's kind of comparing himself to PJ and to, you know, some of the other people. And I think the songs are really catchy. And
oh, heck yeah.
Yeah. And I think the Roxanne is a really good character, good little love interest for Max. And, you know, it starts the whole plot off because this reason why he wants to go see Powerline is just to impress Roxanne. And
yeah,
it's the best pick of all, I think.
But so is that your
is
that your last animated movie?
Yes, it is my last animated movie.
So I just want to know if you would consider this. I don't have this on my list, but do you consider Ed Asner as a Hall Star?
I mean,
he's in four.
He's in a few movies.
He's in four. You're right. Because he's in All My Heart.
And he's in
The Christmas Card. I guess he'd have to count. I didn't even think of him. I didn't.
So I was thinking you'd choose Up.
Oh, now I.
Oh.
I didn't even think of him, and I love Up, and I love him.
Oh,
well, I'm gonna pretend that he doesn't count.
Okay.
But yeah, that's. It's just, that movie gets me every time. I absolutely love it. But, and it's kind of similar to Goofy movie in certain ways, as far as, you know, a older person connecting with a younger person and going on an adventure together sort of story. But that's, yeah, interesting. I mean, that just shows what a wide group of Hall Stars that we have.
I know.
But Emma, what's your next choice?
My number two is Lacey Chabert's best movie, which is Mean Girls.
Yeah.
She was born to play Gretchen Wieners. I don't care what anyone says. She was perfect. Like, she stole the show. She was just so amazing. I think that she needs to do more comedic roles because she was hilarious. I just don't even know what else to say about Mean Girls other than it's great. The first time I saw it in the movies, I was the fifth wheel. I don't even know I went on a double plus one date with all these people. But I'll be honest and say I hated it. Like, mm-hmm. The first two or three times I watched it, and I don't know why. It's probably because of all, like, the jungle animals and stuff. I think it was just such a different type of teen movie. But uh-huh. I've totally grown to love it, and I can quote the whole thing, and I think it's pretty near perfect. And also, Jonathan Bennett is in it as Dreamy Aaron Samuels. True.
Good point.
So this movie is so good, and I know you love it, Rachel. I don't know how have a whole bunch to say about it other than it's great, and Lacey Chabert needs to be funny all the time.
Yeah. So I love it. I think it's – I feel like that it's sort of – an interesting, because my big high school movie was Clueless, and it was a movie that I absolutely adore, and I kind of feel like Mean Girls is sort of Clueless but how it would actually probably be in real life, where Sharon Dion would be the villains in a real situation, because I feel like their characters would almost never be so nice as they are in Clueless. It's so well written. It's so funny. And I'm normally not a Tina Fey fan. I know I'm a weird person that way, but it's the only one where I for some reason her comedy just doesn't tend to work for me. And in that one, her writing does, and it makes me laugh. And I love Tim Meadows as the principal. He's absolutely hilarious. I love Tim Meadows in that role. And then all of it's great. My favorite scene though was probably the Halloween party. Looking at the Halloween costumes, about how they basically turn lingerie into Halloween costumes. And that whole scene is hilarious. I absolutely love it. And she's coming in like a real Halloween costume.
So great.
That's my favorite. And so, yeah, very good pick. I thought I had that on my list, but I knew we were going to talk about it, so I went ahead and picked something else. So Sam, what do you have is your next pick?
So number two for me stars Lauren Holly back in 1994 in a movie called Dumb and Dumber.
Good one. I didn't think of Lauren Holly. You're right.
Carrie and Jeff Daniels. Yeah.
Yeah.
She plays Mary Swanson. She's the reason they're off to Colorado. Just hilarious, of course. I just like stupid comedies, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't bring back any nightmares for anybody, did I?
No.
No. I was just trying to think who that was. I was just doing some Googling.
Oh, so many great lines. I mean, one of my favorites is when where they're talking and she's like, I will never go out with you. Not if you're, there's one in a billion chance or whatever, something like that. And he's like, so you say there's a chance. I also love in that movie, the whole sequence with that blind kid and the bird.
Oh yes. Pretty bird. Pretty bird. It's on the newscast when they're traveling.
it's kind of mean, but it's hilarious at the same time. And that's a good pick. I did not think of Lauren Holly, but you're absolutely right. That's very good. Okay, good. So my, and this isn't really my favorite of all of these five. I just have five. But
okay.
So I love Cinderella as any version of Cinderella I love for the most part. And that's why I give the, I think the royal movies a little bit of a longer leash than others. And I don't know. I just love the whole idea of a normal person being, you know, given this, being made a princess. I love it. And so I actually love a Cinderella story with Hilary Duff.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think of that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes.
Amazing voice.
Okay. And it was a little bit, is he a hall star? Is he not a hall star, Chad Michael Murray?
He's on his way to be.
Because he has been in a Hall of Fame, which I think is kind of like being in two movies. And he was in Road to Christmas, which was my favorite out of last Christmas. And he's going to be in one that looks amazing this next year. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to count it. But this movie, I think, is actually really good. I think it's really funny. I love Jennifer Coolidge as the wicked stepmother. She's so funny and great. Actually, it's Julie Gonzalo in it, too. I forgot. Oh. So we can count it for sure. And I don't know. I think it's really, really funny. I think it captures all the main beats of Cinderella's story. And but in a modern setting, and I even like just the production design, the way everything's sort of done is very clever. Regina King playing her kind of the fairy godmother type character, she's great, and I just think it's really fun. So that is my final choice.
That is a great choice. I didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love that movie so much. That was an excellent choice. Yeah, so excited. I'm gonna watch that soon.
It's really, really good. And like I said, I also, just some honorable mentions that I had. I could have picked Four Weddings and a Funeral, but I could only do Anna McDowell one time. And so I like that movie very much. And Freaky Friday also has Chad Michael Murray in it, and I really enjoy that.
Gosh, I didn't even think of Chad Michael Murray. This is so painful.
And I think it's a really small part, but I also think it's super underrated, is the movie The Secret Life of Bees, which Hilary Burton is in. And so I thought about that one. I also like Sully, which Autumn Reeser has a small part in. And so those were some of my honorable, and Wild Thornberry's movie, which has Lacey Chabert, and she's really good, but that's more the series, that she's the lead character in the series. So anyway, that's some of mine. So Emma, what was your final choice?
Okay. So this is number one, because I've seen this movie more this year than I have seen any other movie in my entire life. And I know we've talked about this before, but it's a straight-to-DVD movie. I was scrolling on through Allie Liebert's credits, and I about pooped my pants. I was so excited. I texted my mom in all caps. I said, Allie Liebert is in Barbie Princess Charm School, and I about lost my mind. Charm School yet?
I haven't. Oh my gosh, I'm failure.
It's the greatest Barbie movie. I haven't seen all the Barbie movies. One is just okay.
Maybe I'll even do it this week for family movie night. It would be going out of order because I've been reviewing them in order. But hey, who cares? Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah.
So Allie Liebert plays two characters. It's one of Blair Willows is basically the Barbie character. Her best friend Hadley, and she also plays the dumb girl Portia. So she has two roles in this. But I don't want to give away too much, but this movie is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
The animation is terrible.
Yeah.
But It has a great message, and it has surprising twists and turns for, like, a movie for children. And it's a royal movie that I like. So, yay. It's just so weird to say, but it's been a really good way to teach my kid about right and wrong. Because there's a character who is bad in the beginning, but she's able to make better choices and turn good. And she's 2 years old, so she's like, that girl's mean, that girl's nice. And I'm trying to teach her gray areas, and I feel like this movie is doing a good job helping me with that.
Yeah.
But
no, it's true what you say. Like, the Barbie movies are way, like, I just really admire, because I feel like they would be so easy to just phone in and make terrible. But they actually, yes, the animation isn't great, but they actually, like, do a good job with the stories. And they have, like, good music. And some of their movies have, like, nine songs. And like, for instance, the Mermaidia, we should do a whole episode, Emma, on Barbie movies. But the Mermaidia ones, they developed this huge lore about the Fairytopia ones, I should say. The Fairytopia ones, they have this huge lore about all of the people and about all the characters and about all the rules of the world. I mean, they don't have to go to all that effort. These are movies These are movies for, like, pre-K, like, and lower. Direct to DVD. And I really admire that. I think that's cool that they went the extra effort to make them, like, actually good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I asked my daughter what her favorite part was, because I thought that she should, you know, have some say in this, because she's so the reason cute. I watch it. But she said her favorite part is when Blair takes the crown, which is really sweet. But she has all these things that happen during the movie, and she'll look over at me, or she'll quote them during the day, like throughout the day. But there's a part when a prince goes to hold Blair's hand, and she goes, "Don't hold her hand." It just stresses her out. But it's so cute. But just my personal favorite part of the movie is that they call music tunes. So at the end, I think it's Ally Liebert's character who says, "No way, you're spinning your tunes," which is, like, the worst sentence ever written. It's so entertaining. And I don't know, I love this movie so much. You have to watch it, Rachel. I'm not going to give away any of the
plot, okay,
because it's like, what? Okay, this is fun.
This is,
but yeah, great. I chose a Barbie movie.
People won't believe us, but it's true. And so, Sam, what about you? I feel like it won't be a Barbie movie. Your final pick.
It is. It's not. But as I was making my list, I was thinking, so I'm going to upset Rachel a couple of times. What can I do to anger Emma?
Oh no.
If I remember correctly, about a half hour ago, you said Richard Dreyfuss makes you sick. Is that correct?
That was probably a nice version of what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's in a movie with Alicia Witt called Mr. Holland's Opus.
That
every time
so
I watch
good.
It, I cry. I tear up. He doesn't think he means anything to anybody's life. And, well, they prove him wrong at the end, and that's when the tears start rolling. But anyway, Alicia Witt's in it, and she plays a flute, I believe, and she struggles with it. And he has a big scene with her where she finally gets it, and there's, like, laughter and tears. It's just a good movie.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, Emma.
I've never seen that movie.
He reconnects with
what?
His...
I know.
It's all about him connecting with his deaf child, his deaf son. And he sings Beautiful Boy.
He's a music teacher. Yes.
It's so good. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
That's a great
pick. Is this
pick.
The Oh Captain, My Captain movie?
No, that's Dead Poets Society.
No.
Well, I've never seen that one either.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. But Dead Poets Society is also great. And Dead Poets Society, so that's another one with a memory. So I had this friend in college who was the worst to watch movies with. Absolutely horrible. I love her. But she would always ask the most, like, because some of the movies, they don't reveal the whole plot all in one, you know, like you have to kind of watch the movie and then you realize after, like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing. And she would just be asking all these questions while we're watching the movie. Like, why is he going in that room? Why is he going home? What is he doing there? And I'm like, oh my gosh, just let the movie tell its story. And and then she would laugh at very inappropriate times. And especially in Dead Poets Society, there's like some really emotional stuff. No spoilers, but she would just be laughing. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, between her asking the questions and so, yeah, I'll never be able to watch Dead Poets Society the same way without thinking, why is he going into that room? Why is he visiting his parents? He should be at school. but yeah, Mr. Holland's Opus is great. Well, all right. I think we did a good job. I think we got some good, interesting films, quite a variety here. So let's go over our list real quick. So I had The Girl Who Leapt Through Time with the amazing Andrea Francis at number 5. I had Some Kind of Wonderful with Candace Cameron Ray at number 4. I had The Groundhog Day at number 3 with Andie MacDowell. I have A Goofy Movie with Kelly Martin at number 2. And A Cinderella Story with Chad Michael Murray at number 1. So Emma, what's your 5?
I had at number 5, Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants with Michael Rady and 8,000 other people. I had at number 4, Snow Day Christmas with Andrew Walker and Bethany Joy Lenz. At number 3, I had Love at the Christmas Table with Danica McKellar. At number 2, I had Mean Girls with Lacey Chabert and Jonathan Bennett. And at number 1, I had Barbie Princess Charm School with Allie Liebert.
Great. All right. And Sam, what are your 5 again?
My number 5 was Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb with Brennan Elliott for 5 minutes. She's All That with Rachel Lee Cook is number 4. Number 3 was Bruce Almighty with Catherine Bell. Catherine Bell.
Yeah.
Sorry. I get her and Lauren Holly confused, but she's in the next one, Dumb and Dumber at number 2. Yeah. And Mr. Holland's Opus with Alicia Witt.
Very good. Very good. I love this. This was really fun. So thank you so much, you guys, for coming on doing this. And how can people follow you online, Emma, first? How can people follow your blog and everything?
You can find me on social media, on Instagram and Twitter at The Hallmark, and you can read my recaps and reviews at thehallmark.com.
Great. And what about you, Sam?
I'm on Twitter at Hallmark Hubby.
Yes. I'll have all that in the description section. So make sure to follow both of them. It's good. And you can follow me, Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes and YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And make sure you're following the podcast all over the place at Hallmark's Pod and Hallmark's Podcast. And consider becoming a patron. We have so much fun talking about all different kinds of movies, not just Hallmark movies, on our patron group. And you can be eligible for giveaways for any degree of sponsorship in the patron. So it's really fun. And so let us know what your favorites would be in the comment section or on Twitter. Let's have a discussion. It'll be really fun. And thanks again, you guys. Really appreciate it. And we will talk again, hopefully next month.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye. For having me. Bye.